Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're looking at the topic of choosing warning words or words of warning. As I've been watching the last week or so, about a week, more so the last few days, the forecast for Hurricane Delta, I'm reminded of stories I've heard from people that have experienced, lived through hurricanes in the past. Many times I'll talk with people that will ride out a hurricane. They'll hear the warnings. They'll hear the evacuation orders. But in their mind, they'll decide, well, it can't be that bad. And depending on the severity of the storm, remember the stories from Hurricane Michael, I believe it was, that the Panama City area a couple years ago now. And time again, those that stayed, the answer that was consistent was, I won't stay again. I'll listen the next time. To a person, there was not a single person I talked with that rode out the storm, that stayed where they were, that said they would do it again. As I worked with those that went through Hurricane Laura, the ones that I talked with all left. They all heeded the warnings. They all decided it would be safer or better somewhere else during the actual landfall of the hurricane. You see, there's something about warnings that until we experience the consequences of what we're being warned of, there's a tendency among many of us to just, well, ignore them. To talk ourselves out of the severity of what could happen. I wrote in the journal, I talk about how we use warnings and words of warning. God's word is full of truth. It's full of love. It's full of compassion. But it's also very much full of words of warning. Now, how we present those is a whole nother subject. And God's word is consistent in our approach to treating people with love and mercy and compassion. But to know something bad is coming and not say anything about it really doesn't fit the definition of love and mercy and compassion. You see, to choose words which honor Christ, we choose words which warn people that there is a consequence of living apart from Jesus. There's a consequence on this side of heaven, and there's a consequence in eternity. See, Christ promises to dwell within us through His Spirit as we walk this earth, to guide us, to comfort us, to provide direction. And without Him, we miss out on all of those things. Oh, we accumulate pieces of things that appear to be like that. But when it comes to eternity, Jesus was pretty clear. Some would say rather blunt when he says that he himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You see, the warnings throughout Scripture is that outside of Jesus, we spend an eternity apart from God. You see, just as it would be irresponsible for officials that oversee the communities and areas along the Louisiana coast to not give hurricane warnings, to not announce that in every way possible, to not do what they can to make people aware that a storm is coming again. It's irresponsible for us as Christians not to use warning words. That guide and direct people towards pursuing a life with Christ. We can't make a person do that. You know, even in these hurricane areas when there's mandatory evacuation orders, almost every time there's those that stay behind, that refuse to leave, that convince themselves that it'll be okay. And even when our human orders are mandatory, we find ways to not obey. And God's words of warning are true. And yet, we try to talk ourselves out of it. God warns about what happens when we walk away from Him, when we live life in a manner of selfishness, when we choose not to serve one another, when we choose not to love our neighbors, to treat everyone with dignity and respect. When God gives us words of warning that says, whatever you sow, you will surely reap. We think somehow that we can sow seeds of division, seeds of hatred, seeds of anger, and still reap joy and peace and contentment. You see, we've failed to heed the warning words of God. This really says that if you want to reap, if you want to harvest joy and peace and contentment, then that's what you must plant. That's the way you must live. That's what you have to share. As I mentioned at the very end of yesterday's broadcast, Impact Prayer Ministry has begun following Hurricane Laura, a WeCare Relief Ministry arm designed to care for the little ones with the sole purpose at this point of providing diapers and baby wipes to areas hit by disaster. And I've been stocking up and accumulating, and God has provided some wonderful partners to help with that, and so that I can be ready and the ministry can be ready after Hurricane Delta hits, and to see where and what the needs are. But all of that takes place because not only of listening to God and the heart that God was just stirring within me to do something more, But it happens because I'm paying attention to the warnings. I can be ready because I've been warned that another storm is coming. And I would encourage you as you pray today to pray about the words of warning that you listen to. How closely do you heed them? Do you take them seriously? Sometimes people quit warning us about things because, well, we've ignored their warnings for so long that they just give up. And sometimes we have a tendency to quit warning others because they've ignored us for so long that we give up. But God's message to His children is to keep sharing the good news. Keep sharing the good news that's even contained within the warnings. Even if no one listens, your responsibility, my responsibility, is not their response. It's in our faithfulness to sharing the good news, to heeding the warnings for ourselves and then sharing them with others, to letting Christ rule, to reign in our life, no matter what. And so as you spend time praying, ask God that He would help you to have a greater understanding of the warnings that are contained in Scripture, so that you would live by them, that you would not willfully ignore them. Pray that you would be one who finds productive and effective ways to share those warnings in truth and love, even if no one listens, or at least even if no one appears to listen. You really don't know what seeds that you're planting will take root and bear fruit. And continue to pray for those that are preparing and facing the Hurricane Delta. The current track continues to have it at least overlapping the path of Hurricane Laura, and the Lake Charles community in that region is still a mess from Laura. Vast areas are still living under tarped roofs because of the damage. My guess is that many of those tarps will not be in place tomorrow morning, as Hurricane Delta makes landfall, predicted sometime probably late today. As you pray for those that are deciding what to do with the warnings they're hearing weather-wise, pray for those that are preparing to respond, that their response would be a loving, compassionate response. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are indeed a God that loves us. Loves us so much that You warn us of the dangers that we face. The dangers of the enemy, his tactics of deceit and just flat out lying and confusion. Father, You warn us of the consequences of a life that rejects Jesus. Father, may we daily heed those warnings. May we continually allow You to transform our lives, to mold it more and more into the image of Christ. Father, may we actively share the warnings that Your Word contains. Help us to find ways to do that in love and gentleness, but to keep doing it Father, may our faithfulness in sharing the good news of Jesus not depend on how many people that we see or feel are responding to it. Father, today I pray for those that are preparing for Hurricane Delta to make landfall, that many that are in homes still not repaired fully from Hurricane Laura, many that are probably on the verge of giving up and wondering what more can happen. Father, for those preparing to respond, I pray that their preparations would continue to go well, that you have and will supply them with all that is needed, that there's a continuing heart of compassion and mercy. That is felt, that is real, that is known. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, in our communities, in our churches. I pray that they would recognize the love contained within the warning words that they hear from their parents and from leaders. Father, sometimes in our human nature, it's so almost natural to rebel when someone tries to warn us or correct us. Help us to have hearts which are softened by your Spirit, that will take the words of warning that we hear, even as we evaluate them according to your word, that we would respond in ways that would be right and good. And Father, as we do that, not only to our children and for our children, but in front of our children, that they would learn by watching our response to warning how they ought to respond. Father, when those around us choose to ignore the warnings that your word contains, may we continue to love, may we continue to serve, may we continue to warn. Or just as we would as they ignore the weather warnings, that we don't quit warning them, we simply keep loving and keep serving. Father, today as we pray, may we pay closer attention to the seeds that we're planting. May we plant those seeds that are the elements of the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. May those be the things that we plant so that our words of warning would reap a harvest of good things. Father, for those times that our words of warning have been filled with bitterness or hatred or anger, may you forgive us for doing those in that manner. May we learn from that so that our words of warning would contain good seed, and that as we warn people of the eternal danger that is found when we finish life outside of Christ, may we always lift up Jesus, His availability, His desire that others would know Him and follow Him, walk with Him every day. And as we lift Him up, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.